Not very long ago, at a movie theater not very far away, we all watched Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes of the Skywalkers.
Fan service.
Landon, please.
I know.
You haven't been introduced yet. Well, bad, Landon. Bad.
Sorry.
I'm used Unbelievable.
To pretty much running two other podcasts.
Well, listen here, kid. You need to learn your spot. You're Mecole Hardman of this show right now.
So you're saying I should get more playing time?
Not right out of the gate, you won't. Turn off his mic, Beards.
Wow.
Teach him a lesson. Disrespectful. This
I
is...
Object!
We talked about not yelling before this show.
Yeah, that's true.
Unbelievable, Landon.
That's a really bad start.
Horrible. Just awful. It's almost entirely sports after dark, but it's not really. It's just a podcast. This is a Star Wars exclusive. Beards is answering a phone right now. This is an extremely awkward beginning to a podcast, but we have limited studio time here today when we're doing this, so we are going to make it work. There's no Rudy. The voice that you heard butting into the show is Landon Fields. You can follow him on Twitter at...
Fields_Lando.
I'm Josh Briscoe. You know that already. It's the AES podcast feed. And Beards McFly is hitting all the buttons, answering the phones. What was that phone call about, Beards?
We had a call-in for our Star Wars podcast.
Were we over the air?
No. I was making a joke.
Thank goodness. Because I was honestly concerned.
Me too.
So was I. Is everything working on your side
fine.
Of the glass?
We're okay. Yeah.
Excellent. So we don't have a show. It's Tuesday. It's Wednesday. I know the days of the week. And we don't have a show tonight, so we are using this as an excuse to have our Star Wars-specific podcast, full extensive spoilers for everything in Episode 9 and every Star Wars property ever. We're going to talk about it for the next 40 minutes or so. I did not come with notes. I came to largely... I have like two beefs, and then it's mostly going to be for me probably playing devil's advocate, even when I don't necessarily subscribe to what I'm saying, and moderating and trying to limit Beards and Landon. So this is the official beginning of the show and the end of the spoiler alerts. We are now here to talk about Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of the Last Sky Ape.
By the way, I think we should do one thing before we officially start.
I wanted the lasers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Unbelievable. We've done a lot of bad radio. This is the worst start to a segment we've ever done.
It's technically not radio.
I'm already not having a good time.
I talked over the thing there.
You sure did.
You know, if you listen to ITP, you know I do that often.
I don't.
And no one listens to ITP.
You should, though.
Inside the Paint, on Rock Talk Blog, on Spotify, on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Josh used to be on it.
I did. I've left that part of my
past
behind
me. I took
his spot. It's honestly...
I might be better. Who knows?
It's sort of like...
This is really un-Star Wars-y.
Right now is sort of like having an ex...
No, it fits the movie.
Right now is
That's
having...
That's really fair.
Right now is like having an ex-girlfriend's boyfriend in the studio.
Oh, man.
And will not stop talking about the ex-girlfriend.
She's hot, man. What can
She's
I say?
Not. She's not.
She used to be.
That's true.
So anyway,
you really
I was
let
yourself
say, go.
You and I, Josh, have already given our shot clock review for the movie.
That's true.
Should we make Landon give his?
Do you have a shot clock?
I do.
Non-spoiler shot clock.
Let's do this right now. I don't care.
Just whatever you want to say in 24 seconds.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's all three do it. Let's set up. Let's do it again here for Beards. So I was going to go around the room and have sort of a off the top of the head quick review. Shot clock review is a real staple. So yeah, let's do that. 24-second shot clock review of Star Wars. We are in full spoiler territory, I will say.
Yeah.
All right, hit me. So, Beards and I had very similar experiences that we touched on the show where we said that we enjoyed it in the moment and then left and began seeing it fall apart in our hands. I think that's largely true. I have a couple of real beefs that we'll talk about over the course of this show. For the most part, I had less things to be aggravated about than most people that I saw it with, but I also did a lot of things... significantly less well than it could have. 6 out of 10. Beards.
I mean, you basically stole my review right there. But yeah, I think I figured out the way I describe this movie to people is when they ask me the day or so after whether or not I liked it, I started to say, yeah, I liked it. And then I would go like, I enjoyed it. That was my thing with this. I enjoyed seeing it. And as you said, just picking it apart afterwards, it's still a 6 out of 10 movie.
But it stands up to literally no critiquing whatsoever.
I mean, it's like a little piece of china that you flick it, and then just the entire thing crumbles.
Landon's gonna not give it a 6 out of 10. I bet. Go.
I pretty much hated every second of it. Not every second. There's small positives. Character decisions were poor from beginning to end. Bringing back the Emperor was probably the worst mistake they could make. Spoiler alert, making Rey a Palpatine is probably the worst decision I've ever seen in a Star Wars movie, and it makes no sense in the context of the saga. 4.5 out of 10.
You have a few seconds left. Dunk on him. Get another shot off.
Kylo Ren's fine.
Oh, wow.
Excellent. Okay, can I get another pew pew pew? We're out of shot clock review and into full territory. Let's go this way. I don't know how we want to do the segmenting of this, but let's. I would say we got to either do our big things or maybe the biggest thing. Let's talk about Palpatine. Beards, you have one pertinent question that may take advantage of the fact that we have bleep technology on this podcast. Go ahead, ask your big question.
So, Palpatine.
But like, when though?
One person, probably one time. A really lucky shot.
I don't know.
Basically like Luke with the Death Star.
So,
one in a million chance.
This is the big thing about this movie that
we have
to talk about.
What was the Emperor's count? That's the question.
Extremely high, just like his midichlorian count.
I don't think you have to bleep what I just said.
It's funny, though.
Are you going to bleep what I said?
Yeah, it was funny. That's the big thing about this movie that we kind of have to talk about.
Do we have to, though?
There's a lot. Well, it's just Palpatine in general.
I mean, we're going to theorize about
that's
who?
That's the thing. That's another good
question.
That
does matter, right? Like, somebody was out there getting nasty with the Emperor, baby. Like, did you figure out what, Beards, you did like a little bit of digging. Digging was the word I used there.
Uh-huh.
To find out like a timeline of when Palpatine put on a little very
it,
white. And
it was not when he was
unsheathed his saber.
Just a handsome, nice old senator. It was when he was an ugly sack of an emperor.
That's redundant, actually. You can bleep that also if you'd like.
Yeah.
Depends on if you're making yourself uncomfortable by that sentence you just said. So he was in straight up.
He was the evil emperor,
shriveled up raisin mode,
and went on a date with somebody.
So basically, he
and was like, "Hey, can I take
you
back?"
I think
you
have to bleep the sentence that Landon just
said.
Yeah,
you probably
do. So basically, he then long bleeped.
Yep.
You are a wild card, Landon.
I know. I'm sorry.
Nervous to have you here.
This is a podcast. I don't swear.
I would have rather you just said a bad word there. And then let Beards bleep it. But that's fine. Beards can bleep that also. This podcast is going to come out in 6 months because of all the editing Beards is going to have to do after the fact. So, yeah, let's talk about the Emperor decision. Here's the thing. One thing I think this movie got right, and I'm probably going to play devil's advocate a good amount. One thing it got right is it did feel like a finale episode. Now, again, there are lots of smaller critiques within that.
Seinfeld finale.
Landon, please.
I appreciated the joke.
It felt like a large scale conclusion.
Fair.
To a saga. Again, what did they have the right big swings and big choices? Most of them, I would say no. But I do think the Palpatine resurrection sort of thing helped with the large scale of it. I don't know if it made sense for basically anything other than,
I mean,
would it feel big if we had Palpatine still be alive?
The answer to that question is yes. Absolutely, unequivocally.
If they explained it.
Well, yes. And also how other they used it and all of that.
Quoting episode 3.
Yeah.
That's basically their explanation.
Yeah. So no, that is my meager defense and perhaps my explanation for why they chose to do it and why I think it succeeded in that regard only. Outside of that, Landon, you said it was the biggest mistake they could have made. I'm going to try to come up with the worst mistakes they could have made.
Which they probably also made. I was going to say, let me amend my shot clock review. It's not the biggest mistake they could have made to bring him back in a vacuum, because I actually think there's a lot they could have done that bringing him back like was justified. If you really wanted to tie it into the prequels, which I think they should have, and I know Disney feels like they're scared of the prequels outside of quoting
scared of
it.
Everything that's not their own in this.
That's really true.
I think that's true.
It's really sad. I think having the Emperor there could, if they had explained it better or
done it differently.
If they'd done it differently, I think having him as a reveal toward the end of the movie would have done a lot more for the Emperor being there if you drop hints along the way.
Instead, they revealed it in Fortnite.
Oh, they revealed it in the trailer. Did they actually reveal it in Fortnite?
Yeah. So you remember they were talking about like the broadcast or whatever that went out throughout the galaxy?
Yeah.
The only way you could have heard that is if you played Fortnite. That's not a joke. That actually happened.
The movie's a joke.
I knew that Fortnite did a Star Wars crossover, which honestly kind of made me want to check out Fortnite again for the first time in a long, 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 long while. But he did show up in the trailer, though.
His voice.
His voice.
Yeah.
heavily, heavily implied in the trailer, yeah.
So the logic behind it wasn't great. The execution.
Oh, and by the way, the
was...
dead speak. The dead speak, guys. First line of the crawl.
And that's how they brought him back.
That's oh,
how,
you're right. That was him. Also in the crawl. Yeah, I didn't love that either.
And man, I want to say that everything on the planet Exegol, where the Emperor is, looks so cool.
Yep.
And the Emperor looks legitimately terrifying.
Yep.
Everything after that is pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. I think that's genuinely okay. Because again, all of the Star Destroyers, I know that the big army.
Death Star Destroyers. You have to call them Death Star Destroyers.
Death Star Destroyers.
We'll talk about that later.
Again, the enormous scale of all of that, I did think kind of succeeded in that feeling of like whenever you saw them all rising up. The problem is they just had to keep re-upping themselves because it was Death Star.
Then
Death Star 2, Electric Boogaloo. And then in these, what are we calling this trilogy?
The sequels.
The sequel trilogy.
Yeah.
But episode 4 and 5 are also technically sequels of.
Well, that's the
or four, that's five
original,
and six, five
original
and six,
trilogy. Prequel
no
trilogy,
one's
going
to listen
trilogy.
To this podcast if you say those are sequels.
But I'm saying
none of the fandom will appreciate
it. I'm saying, but episode 5 and 6 are technically sequels to episode 4.
Yes.
But this trilogy then is like, oh, well, here's the Death Star. What do they call?
Starkiller Base.
Starkiller Base. Here's Death Star, but bigger, sort of. And then now every Star Destroyer can destroy planets. And now here's a billion of them.
Yep.
It did really lose the plot, no doubt. But it did. It did, again, sort of, I thought the moment of, oh, look at all these that could legit just go pick off one planet at a time throughout the universe. I thought that was kind of a cool concept. Again, the execution of all these is going to be.
I don't know how you feel about this, Beards, but the idea of the Emperor, like, being basically the dark side incarnate and, like, being all the Sith, as he says.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea.
I thought it was a cool idea.
That's a really cool idea if we had more than 35 seconds to marinate on it at the end of the movie.
If that would have
that's fair.
Been, like, something they did more in 8, that would have been nice because then you have 9 to react to that.
Yeah.
In the way that in the original trilogy, Luke, I'm your dad, you had that
that's
happened
the famous
in 5.
Line.
Yeah, Luke, I'm your daddy.
Luke, I'm your daddy. Call me daddy, Luke.
And then in 6, you had the whole movie to react to that.
Yeah.
And this, Wait, isn't that what Luke said to Leia? Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yes. Whereas this one was just different director, same director again.
Yeah.
And they were, and it was just a giant middle finger to Rian Johnson the whole time. It was like, no, actually, Palpatine's back.
And yeah. I think that speaks to the largest problem of this trilogy is that there was clearly no overarching plan.
It was disjointed. It felt very disjointed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're right. Yeah. All right. Are we got on Palpatine? Can we move on to something else?
One quick thing, kind of on the same plane. So, who were all the people that were there in the giant stadium of death?
I don't know.
That is its canonical name now.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Those were
they projections?
Sith worshippers?
I think they were people. That's a lot of Sith. That,
Palpatine
that just kind of sat around
know.
And did nothing.
I think in one scene they actually call them like conjurers and soothsayers. That's not specific, though.
I think what I read online is they're called the Sith Eternal, which sounds cool.
That's the new Xbox
console. But what are they?
The next Xbox is going to be the Xbox One X Eternal. They're just looking for more adjectives.
That's fine.
Actually, I don't know. They sort of felt like to me like it went, like just kill the queen bee and then all the worker bees die. Which I actually don't know if that happened or not. I don't remember. I only saw this movie once. Have you all only seen it once?
Yes. I've seen it twice.
Were you just like... You're gonna have to bleep all this out, okay? I'm gonna ask Leanne a question. You can just bleep the entire question. Oh, the second time you saw it, were you just like hate off the entire time?
Close.
Just bleep those three words, Beards.
All but pretty much.
I mean,
that's a really poor choice
that's
of words
fine.
To
it's
finish
good.
That
nope.
question.
Nope, it's good. Okay, let's go to the next topic. I'm going to choose this topic. Eventually, I'm going to let you guys pick what topics happen next. How do we feel about The Last Skywalker being Rey, I guess?
I mean...
That's the takeaway, right? I mean, the end of the movie is like, hi, Luke and Leia, we're dead and also siblings and we're adopting you. Like, that's how
And also you kissed your cousin.
Yep. That's the true thing.
Oh, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back to that. how did we feel about The Last Skywalker being... symbolic and also it's literally last second.
If I wasn't dead inside by the time I'd gotten to that point in the movie twice, maybe I would have cared one way
or another.
But
you were just too beaten down to care.
The first time at that point I literally just had my head in my hands. And the second time I knew it was coming, I just couldn't bring myself to care.
Beards, your thoughts?
I liked it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm genuinely surprised by this.
I mean, it kind of made sense just choosing the family that she felt close to instead of, you know, the evil emperor that tried to kill her and all her friends.
There's some sort of like allegorical adoption kind of thing going on there that
that's
I'm actually down with
family
in theory. But honestly, now that Landon says it that way, I might have been super down for that idea if it didn't. It's felt kind of rushed, I guess.
Sure.
This whole movie felt like
the whole movie was rushed.
And that's, I think, legitimately...
Hey, I have a real question.
Go for it.
How much time did Rey spend with Leia, ever?
Well...
Were they together? I'm genuinely asking. Like, you could be like, yeah, they spent all of Episode 7 together, and I'd be like, oh, okay, cool, I forgot.
They hugged once.
They had, like, 10 minutes together in Episode 7. They did not in episode at the very end, when she comes back to the base.
I thought they just hugged and that was it.
I feel like they implied that they spoke.
That's fair.
Okay. And then Episode 8, I don't think they meet, and... Technically, there is a year supposed to be a year between
between 8 and 9.
Oh,
where
my
they train
gosh!
And
just
stuff.
Had a complete brain implosion.
That's okay.
Between
it
episode
happens.
8 and 9, there's a year, and
two.
Supposedly they spent a year together.
Okay.
I think.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
They didn't show much of it though.
That's okay.
But also, like, there were kind of complications with that.
No, understood. Yeah. Understood. It was just all. Yeah. All right. That's fine.
And that
genuine
honestly,
question.
Leia. We'll just jump to that real fast. Leia is another part of this movie where, obviously, I can't, like, get on them too much for that because
Carrie Fisher died.
She died.
Yeah.
But it's another element of the movie that just felt so out of place that it just like, cultivated the environment of, like, this feels rushed. It feels like it's not quite Star Wars to me. You know, some people say it's the most, it is, like, the most Star Wars-y and yet non-Star Wars-y thing I've ever seen in my life.
I, honestly, it all kind of happened quietly enough.
I think that's fair.
That it literally didn't bother me at all. I didn't even reevaluate at any point though. For all the stuff in this movie that I did end up kind of reevaluating after the fact, I didn't reevaluate their handling of Leia literally at all until this moment.
Because honestly, I think they did as well as they possibly could have.
That's kind of how it feels.
I think they were just using footage from like 7 and 8 too,
some reconstructed footage.
So that's just hard.
And absolutely,
it's really hard.
Yeah, working in however you can.
They sort of explained her force flying in Episode 8 by saying she had like the Jedi training and then like bowed out at the end or whatever.
It's not force flying. She's actually like pulling herself towards
it
the ship.
Whatever. It was still really weird.
She was using the force to do that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Give the Mary Poppins moment.
She Mary Poppins. Yeah. They sort of explained that a little bit, which I guess is better than never explaining it.
I don't know. Leia having a lightsaber is cool.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Fine with that. All right. Do we get on Leia then?
Yeah.
Where did we start this actual? Oh, with Rey's identity.
Yeah.
I would say, what I will say is, here, you know what? Here's something that pisses me off. I found something. I've got like three things. This might be the third one now. Having a whole movie about finding Rey's identity, and then it's like, you're no one. This is random. This happened randomly. What?
The Ratatouille.
You're calling it the Ratatouille?
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, that's what it was. Jedi can come from anywhere.
You're not special. You are special, but it's not because of your lineage. Whatever.
Oh, well.
That was a choice that they made.
Well, that Rian Johnson made.
I'm saying they is Star Wars, okay? And that's a choice. That's a choice that Star Wars made.
A choice I did not like. I will say originally, the first time I saw it,
I did not like
that choice. After
Here's the thing. Shut up, Landon.
Okay, you got it. I will shut up now.
You didn't. You kept talking.
Well, I mean, I gotta have some like wind down time.
Shut up at your own pace, Landon.
Okay. Well, thanks. Is this good?
Yeah. Yes. You're doing great.
Thanks.
God, you are like trying to absorb Beard's whole energy. It's the hat and the... Turn your hat around. Landon's grown a beard at some point while I've known him. And honestly, right now with the hat backwards, he looks like he's dressed up for Beard's as Beard's for Halloween.
Beard's Con
2K20. Let's do it. They made those choices that she was going to be nobody. And from nobody in terms of lineage and whatever. I did not have an extremely strong feeling about that. I thought it was, as Beards would say, fine. It was fine.
I liked it.
If they would have had...
I really liked it.
I liked it after a minute.
If they would have revealed that she was a Palpatine on that quest, that would have also been fine. If there still would have been Beard's initial question of...
Who would Palpatine f***?
Palpatine f***? Question mark? You have to bleep that twice now.
I know.
Is it good podcasting when we reference the bleeps that people just heard? Probably
not.
That's
okay. I don't care.
I don't care either. Them, right? Make sure you bleep it well. Okay. So
Star Wars.
So I don't care. She could have been Palpatine. She could have been nobody. She could have been a Skywalker, whatever. She could have been a Kenobi. She could have been one of the sand people. She could have been a Yoda. She could have been the original baby Yoda. All of that would have been fine.
I'm just imagining Rey with a giant green head and ears now.
It's great.
I think about 3 feet tall.
And it actually works.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Holding Kylo Ren as he dies.
That kiss would have been
really weird. All of that would have been fine. What really does bother me is they spent a whole movie telling us, hey, really, like, more than that.
It doesn't matter.
Was that at the end of episode 8?
Yeah.
So they spent like two movies basically setting it up.
Who is she? Here's the reveal. And then 20 minutes into episode 9, they said, screw you guys. Actually, she's a Palpatine. We lied to you for two movies. And it wasn't we kept you hanging for two movies. Like, did you watch the Watchmen TV show?
I did not.
It's excellent. I won't spoil any of that here. But one thing it does really well is it keeps you hanging. It strategically misleads you at some moments and stuff. They were not strategically misleading anybody. They said, hey, we are going to lie to you retroactively, because I honestly
think
we're
going to retcon what it happens.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to retcon a movie that came out a year ago. Buzz off, man. Mm-hmm. Come on. This podcast could have just said it. That really bothers
me. Make your choice and stick to it.
Just make a choice and stick to it.
And I really feel, that's one of my biggest problems with this movie, is it feels like it is a direct response
it's
to The Last
two
Jedi
giant
two
middle fingers
ways. Yes.
By Disney and J.J. Abrams, Reddit Ryan Johnson.
Absolutely.
And, like, they even went, oh, hey, you remember that awesome moment from the last movie where a ship rammed another one at light speed? Yeah, that was stupid, and it would never have actually happened.
You remember that moment?
You remember when Luke's lightsaber got broken in half? That's just completely reforged. No questions about it.
You remember
it's fine.
When Luke tosses lightsaber over his shoulder? Oh, we're going to have him basically turn to camera and say, that was a bad thing I did.
Right.
Remember Rose?
She's not in this anymore.
She's not in this one.
She got a pat on the shoulder.
She's been replaced.
Literally, she got a pat on the shoulder by Finn, and that was it.
Now we're good.
She
I'll
kissed
be
him in the last movie.
They kiss last movie?
Yeah. Wow, she completely wrecked the entire moment of him sacrificing himself to stop the Empire, First Order from breaking
the door down.
And like she goes, I need a kiss! And just rams his ship.
She.
And then kisses him when he's like, why'd you do that?
She. In this movie.
I didn't care for Rose in the last movie.
She was.
I didn't either.
But in this movie, where she had opportunities to do stuff, she was replaced by the guy from Lost and the Hobbit. Apparently over a soccer bet.
Lord of the Rings.
What did I. Yes, sorry. Yes.
He is a Hobbit.
He is. Thank you.
Oh, and don't forget the other ex Imperial Stormtrooper. Or ex First Order Stormtrooper.
I don't know.
That was with the guy from Lost and Lord of the Rings.
Was he a former Stormtrooper?
I think so.
I think so. I would believe you more than I would believe me.
Maybe that's not true. I feel like he was.
Wait,
who saw the movie twice again? Oh, me.
So many weird choices. And I think we could say overarching issue, not sticking to choices they had made. And I don't mean not sticking to choices from the Clone Wars, from episode 2. Choices they made in episode 7 and 8.
They didn't have a big whiteboard with everybody with the plan written on it.
Right.
See, that's the thing. Whatever you feel about the trilogy, whether it's connected or not, like, It does feel disconnected from the rest of the movies. But you still had a chance to make a really solid Star Wars trilogy with these three movies, and they did not. They made
two really good movies and then a third one that's not that great.
It feels like it was made by a different person.
It feels like Josh Allen running on third and whatever that was in the wild card game on Saturday.
Way to bring
and
sports
he just,
into this.
He just...
But this is flings, no sport.
There's, he flings the football behind him. That's what the movie felt like. It felt like they panicked in the worst moment they could possibly panic, and maybe, just maybe, they barely got away with it in some people's minds.
I think that's fair. You have to use the lasers, or you have something else on this.
One real thing, quick thing about like everybody being related. So, have either of you seen the TV show Chuck?
No.
Okay, so I'm just going to use this as an example. Spoilers for Chuck that came out in the early 2000s.
Okay.
So, normal dude gets like spy stuff put into his brain.
Is this with Zach Levi?
Yes.
I've been recommended this.
Very good show. I love it. He gets like spy stuff put into his brain. Now he's like a super spy.
Yeah.
Later, it turns out that his dad is the one that invented the technology.
Okay.
That's fine. That's cool. It's like it brings his dad closer together and all this stuff.
Sure.
Later, then it turns out his mom was also a spy that worked for the same company or whatever. And that's the point where I was like, wait a second. Everybody can't be in the family business or whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing that works with stuff like this where everybody's related. And that's why I liked 8. Because everybody was going to that movie going, oh, is she a Palpatine? Or not Palpatine. Is she a Skywalker? Is she Kenobi? And then, oh, actually, she was nobody. That was great. I loved it. And then they come in this one and go, actually, never mind. They're all related.
I want to talk about the kiss. I'm going to talk about the kiss. In fact, I'm going to steal a joke from one of my friends. It's controversial, the way they got there. I got lots of questions about, but I just don't think two women should kiss in a Star Wars movie. That was a joke. It was a joke. It was a joke that a friend of mine made as we were about to talk about the Skywalker family kiss. I guess now, because she's been adopted.
I mean, yeah.
That also, there's like
actually the Palpatine family kiss. There, also, Skywalker family kiss because she adopts the name, but also there Anakin was born from Palpatine.
I was gonna say there's that theory that Anakin was made by Palpatine. That. So then entire Skywalker line is Palpatine.
Oh, they're cousins on both sides of the family.
Yeah,
that's gross. That's horrible. Which, by the way, brings me to another joke that I saw on Twitter at one point of like, I think it's rad that there are actual human beings that are upset about two women kissing in Star Wars for literally like half a second. Characters we never really met. Can I say, off the side, it's weak, Disney. That's weak. Either do it or don't. I guess just do it. Hey, how about this? Just do it with, I don't know.
It's kind of like this movie as a whole.
How about the two characters that you've inferred to be a loving couple for this entire trilogy, and then at the end, literally had a woman who we never saw the face of be like, "Hey, man, remember when we totally banged that one time on this planet? Remember how you're not gay and actually are totally straight? And just so everyone is, you know, not going to ask any more questions about it. Cool.
Anyway." We could do this literally. We did this whole podcast on that, and I would be fine.
I never saw that, but that's fine.
You never saw that that Finn and Poe were absolutely a couple the whole time?
In the movies, I never thought of it that way.
I thought they were playing up to it the whole time and have a big reveal in episode 9, and then actually it turns out they're both Palpatines.
Like both copies of Emperor Palpatine.
100%.
Yeah.
Palpatine peels his face off at the end.
And it's Finn.
And it's Finn, exactly.
Surprise!
It's both of them. Their faces split down the middle. It was gross, but they're just the same. They've been the same person this whole time. The joke was that there are people actually upset about that in a movie that, like, in the first edition, has an incestuous love story.
Like, but it wasn't at the time because he didn't know that was his plan.
Okay, George. So.
Because that's like Game of Thrones. He would be like that.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Star Wars really
needs more incest.
Styled into Game of Thrones. Wish I wasn't talking over that, so we're going to just have that clip for Beards Forever. This is the one thing where I was negative and some of my friends defended it, and it was one of the only places in the movie where this happened. I don't think that Star Wars earned that moment for they have Kylo and Rey have this tension throughout the entire trilogy.
Well, in 8 they have the tension.
That's fair. But the tension there is very real, and I actually thought my favorite part of this whole movie was their continued tension.
Absolutely.
And their like force link, the moment where he's in his quarters and the berries spill out from the thing that broke where Rey is.
A great scene.
You know what? I had this thought.
Like a top 10 Star Wars scene.
A while it's ago. And you talking about this just made me remember it. You know what almost would have been a better way to end their stuff?
Anything?
If she would have gone through with it and actually had killed him
Absolutely.
At the Death Star
yeah.
and not healed him.
Yeah.
Because especially with the Palpatine disease, that would have been like this moment of rage where she killed him. And then like she's just sitting there crying next to him as he dies.
That would have been good. It
would have
been good.
And honestly, I was thinking about this earlier.
I thought the whole like scene at the end with the two of them was like way too gentle though. They had this tension and it was at a nine. Their tension was at a 9 through this whole thing. And at the end, it's just like he's dying.
Then you wouldn't have needed the healing, healing force power.
Kylo
thing, which is a
died
weird.
And Ben's alive again. I thought all of that was hokey.
I have so many thoughts. Okay, so
you get 30 seconds.
Okay, that's gonna be fast. That scene on the Death Star, I do think it would have been great if she had killed him. I also think it would have been great if, like, in his dying breath, if you hadn't revealed Palpatine yet, that he tells her that Palpatine is out there.
Oh,
and that like she has to go kill him. And so
that's great. You have to kill him sooner in the movie, but I like that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Also, what was the other thing? I don't even know. So we're gonna go to the next thing, I guess.
Excellent. Here's the other thing. I want to talk about Kylo Ren more entirely. I like Kylo Ren for 2.5 movies.
Yep.
I did not like how they ended his story. Again, I feel like I was alone on an island for the people that I saw this with. I did not like his arc ending that way. I did not like the death of one side of him, because the reason Kylo Ren was always such an excellent character, and I really think he was an excellent character, Adam Driver was great the whole time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Carry I think he's an series. Excellent what?
Carry the series.
Yeah, really. Heard
easily back. The best part of the series.
He was also excellent.
He and Rey's relationship, best part of the trilogy
Very
by
good.
Far.
And I didn't, and I still didn't like how it ended.
Yep.
But I didn't like how he ended either, because his entire existence through the whole series exists in the same like middle 30%. There's this tension in his whole he doesn't want to kill Han, but he needs to, and he can't, but he can't kill Leia. And he's constantly, I mean, we talked about this, Beards, after episode 7. Like, part of his thing is that he's an imposter. He wants to be Vader, and he can't, and he won't. It feels like he's incapable of it. And his tension, and then Rey has a similar tension that's not nearly that even. You know, he's a little bit dark, and she's certainly a little bit light, more so, I would say.
And then has dark flashes in this movie, and that's basically it.
And this whole trilogy to me, even from Luke's perspective, was about letting the Jedi die and finding balance. And for me, it was this trilogy was about balance and tension. And at the end, Rey and Kylo both like had a magnet show up on the light side of the Force, sucked him over there. And this trilogy did not end with balance and tension. It ended with the Jedi and the light side winning. And I thought that was a super missed opportunity. That honestly is probably my biggest beef with this movie.
I totally agree. I wanted much more of an ambiguous, not necessarily ambiguous, but definitely more of like an ambivalent ending to this saga.
Yep.
I wanted, going into this movie, I wanted Rey to die by Kylo's hand. He feels super guilty about it. He has to kill the Emperor, or he maybe indirectly kills her by sending her to the Emperor, whatever. And I wanted him to be the last one standing at the end and saying, I'm, you know, not actually saying I'm Ben Skywalker, because shoot me in the head, please. But I wanted something more akin to that, of him looking into the sunset and being like, what am I going to do now? Like, I'm the only one left, kind of thing. That would have been way cooler to me, because he is a great character. He's one of my favorite Star Wars characters.
Yeah, he's awesome.
That was good. Beards, your thoughts on all of that?
And
the ending for Kylo?
Like I said, I kind of wish that he had died there, the Death Star, by Rey's hand.
That would have been way more interesting.
And
I wish a lot of people would have died.
Quick timeout.
Yes.
The dagger and the ruins of the Death Star, and then it points to the spot of the thing.
No,
MacGuffin. I'm done.
MacGuffin.
I mean...
Yeah. I'm not done. I'm coming back.
Dude...
I will say, though, I did like Han coming back for that scene, though. That was nice.
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah.
There were some people that didn't like that.
A lot of stuff
like
that happened
really
on that Death Star, actually, I thought was great.
That was easily the best sequence of the movie. Her
the
going
blade
to get the thing.
Fits the spot, and then it points to it. Blow my brains out of my head. Go ahead, Beard, sorry.
That was it. No, that was all.
Everything from her going to get the Wayfinder, which, oh my gosh, did not need to be in the movie. Everything
you
from
know, it kind of didn't need to be in the movie.
This movie needed
the movie's like 5 fetch quests.
It needed to cut out one planet and just slow down.
Yeah.
Because this was probably the fastest Star Wars movie that there ever was.
It's the fastest with the worst plot, which is not
still.
A great combination.
Yeah. It did not sit still.
You're right. I think that's true. It tried a lot of big swings that, again, originated and died in this movie, like Palpatine. But it never took the time to actually wind up and knock him out of the park.
Like Rey being all the Jedi as well. At the end of the movie, her being like the light side incarnate and the Jedi speaking to her.
Didn't even really hit me like that.
That's a
I didn't even think of her that way at the end, but I think you're right.
That's a, again, very cool idea, especially with the Emperor being all of the dark side or whatever and her being all the light. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
But do that for more than a minute and a half.
Like,
have
still,
that be the movie.
They needed to flesh some of this out in 8 so that they had it
and
ready to go for 9.
That's the problem. J.J. Abrams came in here, did not like what episode 8 did, or most of what episode
Disney
8
didn't
did.
Like what
Disney
the
did not
reaction
like.
To what 8 had.
And he came in here and was like, well, I'm going to do my Star Wars now.
Yeah. I think that's true. The other thing, again, for me, I would rather her not been the light side incarnate or whatever. I don't care if she has to be everything incarnate. Maybe she does kill Palpatine, absorbs all those, and then there's some sort of tension with all of the Sith and all of the Jedi, and then she's either all of everything or none of anything. I don't know. Any of that would have been fine with me. One clarifier, just because there was some question. I think Renee was like confused by this, that I didn't really think about until I was asked about it. The reason that she didn't get all the Sith was because Palpatine killed himself. I believe is the logic with his own lightning. He's like, kill me and you'll absorb all my powers. Because she reflected his lightning hands back at himself, I think the loophole there is that Palpatine killed himself. Yeah, no, I mean, it wasn't well explained or anything, but I think that's what happened there, just for in case anyone's asking that question. Okay, anything else on this topic?
I think I'm good.
Shoot me, Beards, right in the face. I have one very small thing, and then I'm going to totally let go and let you guys go through these last 10 minutes with whatever you guys brought to the table. Twice. Finn references some secret that he wants to say but can't right now. Twice. And then the movie f***ing ends.
Can I give...
No. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Can I give my thoughts as to what happened?
Hold on.
Okay.
I also have thoughts.
What are we doing?
Yes, Beards. That was it. I needed one more.
So they almost kind of hinted that he's force sensitive a little bit, maybe.
On a second viewing, and they heavily implied that he has the force.
And so did he, like, was he going to...
To tell Rey that he just had his force period?
No.
His force puberty.
No. Hang on. So, if I remember right, and Landon, you might back me up on this if I'm remembering this right or wrong. It's kind of like around the same time that, like, Rey and Kylo kiss-ish, and I think he was going to profess that he likes her,
and then had that moment. Way earlier in the movie.
Did it? Okay. Anyway, and then maybe saw that. Was like, oh, I can't do this now because, you know, she kissed the dude and then he died.
Renee was also more passionate about this than I was, but I really do think that the Finn Poe love story was set up the whole time.
But then there was no, like, her asking, what do you want to talk about? Then him just going, oh, nothing. Well, inside he's like, I can't do this.
But he also, but she wasn't there the second time he brought it up. It was Poe that was there with him and C-3PO, I think. Yeah. I don't remember. And he wouldn't say it to Finn. Finn wouldn't say it to Poe. So if it was about Rey, you could say it to Poe.
Well, no.
And if it was about Poe, you could say it to Rey.
This is also something I kind of thought, and my sister actually agreed with me. I saw this. Was Poe starting to like Rey too?
They never spent any time together.
In this movie, they did, though.
At the end of episode 8, when he's like, hey, I'm Poe, I thought that was like, oh, Poe's being kind of flirty with Rey. I thought that's where we were going to go.
Let me say this, honestly,
at the first scene when they meet and they're kind of bickering, I expected them to do like that bicker and then like kiss on the cheek kind of thing. Because that's where I thought they were going.
Here's the thing. If we're going to extend them that much, and again, like Renee is literally in Europe right now, or is it we can just call her and let her just rant on this.
Do you think we could have that dial up?
I'm just not sure about how that would go. If we are going to extend that much credit to romantic or sexual undertones in this movie for Rey and every male character, we need to acknowledge Finn and Poe having that for three goddamn movies.
Well, here's...
You're not wrong.
You have to bleep that.
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay. So, another thing that my sisters asked after the movie finished, and they had their, like, all group hug thing. Are they a thruple?
Just say it, Disney. Say it, cowards. Maybe. I don't know. I thought that the only relationship tension that was allowed to show up around Rey would be with Ben/Kylo, which is a thruple of its own, I suppose. And that, again, the payoff, I thought that was super
weak. Poe liked her in 7. Like, that was kind of obvious.
Poe and Rey?
Poe liked her, at least.
They didn't even meet in 7. Do you mean Finn?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I think there could have been some of that,
had a crush on her in 7.
Yes. Yeah, but it was. I met you 3 hours ago, and I have a crush on you now. Thing
he's been
like,
a stormtrooper his whole life.
Yeah.
Aren't you gonna like the first girl that runs the path? Cross your path.
Right. Yes.
That's not 6.5 feet tall and in chrome armor.
I think that's fair.
And then dies.
But again, it's super
uselessly.
It's just
twice.
Super basic. Though.
Twice.
That's extending so much credit on so little material.
This whole movie.
That's all I have. That's fair. All right, shoot me with lasers, and then you guys can play ping pong on. Here's the thing I want to talk about. Beards, you wrote down a bunch of big questions. You give us one.
So the Ringer had an article that was 84 lingering questions about Star Wars. Some of this we've covered.
We're going to do all of them right now.
No, that was like, so Palpatine,
yeah, 5.
That was one.
Yes.
Who's his baby mama? What was it like for Little Sheev Jr.? On what date do you tell your prospective partner that you're a Palpatine? To which I add, do you ask her to come back to your place, which is the Death Star?
It's quite big.
Let's see. Oh, Chewbacca almost dying. We didn't talk about that.
Oh,
that's the worst. That's about the point in the movie where I was like, nope, we're done. We're done. It's over.
Was it when they quote unquote killed him, or was it after he was still alive?
The second transport that wasn't there.
If they were going to kill him, and I like Chewbacca, and I'm not a Chewbacca hater. I didn't want him to die, but if you're going to do it,
then do it.
Freaking do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do
it. Also, they did the same thing with C-3PO.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then
one. There were no stakes in this movie.
The one here, and they did it with Kylo twice, and they did it with Rey once. The one character, Hux, when he's like, "I'm the spy." Some people didn't like that moment. I like that moment because it was an interesting character decision, and I thought, hey, we got a chance now.
It wasn't
to be interesting.
I don't like the First Order. It was I don't like Kylo.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought
which made sense. Interesting. And then they shot him in the chest 10 seconds later.
Yep.
And that the movie was over for me at that point.
Chewbacca thing was a big deal for me because here's the issue that I had, okay? She quote unquote kills Chewbacca, loses her mind, right? Later on she feels Chewbacca like very far away. She feels his presence and like Chewie's still alive, but she didn't feel him die mm-hmm. when she thought she killed him. It's just, again, super inconsistent. Next question, Beards.
A lot of these we still kind of talked
just
about.
Just ones of your interest that you think are a big deal.
They never explained this from Seven, and this always kind of bugged me a little bit. How did they find Luke's lightsaber? Because
That's a question for another time.
Because that was the one in Five where he got his hand cut off and fell down Bespin shaft.
Maz Kanata found... Actually, there was a fan film about it that explains it better than the movies did.
Yeah,
and
I don't
it didn't
know.
Really, so...
Fair question. Didn't think about it.
Did Rey kiss her cousin?
I have a quick question.
Will Rey ever kiss anyone again, given that the first guy she kissed, as far as we know, immediately died?
She should probably get over it.
I have a quick question. So, it's implied and pretty much stated that the Emperor made Snoke, right? I think the Emperor actually says that.
And there's like a vat of him.
Yeah, there's like two. Yeah, exactly. So, let's get this straight, right?
By the way, I didn't catch that. That's not a bad explanation for why Snoke was such a paper tiger.
It's not, but wait. So
I just need it to happen soon.
So if the Emperor made Snoke, right, that means he's technically in control of the First Order, correct?
Right, which came first, chicken or the Snoke?
There's the First Order, which has a whole army and ships and whatever, and a Starkiller base, right? And then the Emperor comes back with the Final Order with more army and ships
and
Starkiller bases on ships.
Death Star Destroyers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Why? That makes no sense.
I don't.
There's two armies. Yeah. There's two armies.
Mm-hmm. Along those lines.
And also, what were those people eating on those ships? They're on a freaking Sith planet.
Reminded me of another thing. Okay, here's another thing. Renee, this is something else your girlfriend Renee brought up. They have the moment with Finn and who was the other former stormtrooper?
Her name is Janna.
With her, they meet on that one planet, whatever.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's a spontaneous rebellion among stormtroopers, right?
Yep.
Whatever the logic of that is, they have this moment. And I thought in the moment, are they about to humanize some stormtroopers? And then Renee brought up later, are they going to have some sort of, whatever the lead up to it would be, some sort of stormtrooper rebellion that is going to take down the First Order from the inside? And then they went, no, we're going to kill them all. And that was such a missed opportunity. I feel like they threw that ball in the air and then didn't swing when the ball came back down. That was a really interesting mistake, I thought, because they had such an interesting storyline that they could have gone into.
Which I also
and,
feel like...
And then get rid of the Wi-Fi-enabled Find My Phone app for the little hyperdrive.
For the tracking system so they could get out of the clouds or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like
let some of that go and then do something with the stormtroopers as they themselves open up the door to. I thought it would have been a really interesting storyline.
I feel like interesting ideas that were missed opportunities... is this movie.
I think it's disjointed. I think they had some missed opportunities and they took some swings in places that didn't really make sense.
I have two things left.
Please.
One of these along the same lines. So this is my question at the end. And this will relate to the question. So who was manning the ships on Sith Planet?
Renee also asked this.
Because
people.
I think they're slaves. Or they from enslaved planets.
So where's the First Order?
Somewhere.
Yeah, so they're still around.
Oh. And plus, the First Order is where Kylo is for like the first half of the movie.
And then they just ignore them and go, here's the Final Order. So that means the First Order's still around, still doing stuff.
Maybe.
And obviously we learned from the original trilogy that just cutting off the head of the leadership doesn't do anything because they still just come back.
First Order didn't know about the Final Order's existence, right? So it's not like they were gonna quit at the end of that, right? Yeah, that's a good question, Beards. I don't know.
Also, one other thing, very quickly.
Yes.
This is more just like a audience thing. There were a lot of light flashes there on that Sith planet,
mm-hmm.
and that wasn't great.
Didn't really bother me.
Well,
my
girlfriend's epileptic.
I say if you have that problem, that would check out.
And I mean, even me, it was just like, oh God, this is.
It gave her an excuse to leave early. I don't know what the problem is.
She took a nap.
They're trying to do her a favor.
It was just like even for me, it was just like, oh God, I'm almost getting a headache. There was a lot.
I
couldn't tone that down a little bit,
but I had a headache from when they almost killed Chewie. Again, also not killing C-3PO, but kind of killing 3CPO.
Having a backup save file.
Yeah, that was annoying.
The movie didn't want to commit to anything, and that was easily its biggest flaw.
Except for the fact that...
Except Kylo and Rey just...
Except Ryan Johnson. That's what it wanted to commit to.
That is what it committed to. Hardcore.
Passionately. Is there anything else...
Much like Palpatine with his partner.
So is that the end of the show?
Palpatine had a lot of Death Star experiences, apparently.
Is there anything else?
Is there a honeymoon suite on the Death Star?
Fire when ready, Commander.
Is that the end of the show?
Palpatine really always comes
is there anything stronger and better than ever. Is there anything else, Landon, from your notebook, from your reporter's notebook? You've got like time for one more
very
shot.
Very quickly.
Yeah, sure.
Rank this movie. Where's it go?
9th out of 11.
Ooh.
Oh, Jesus.
Above only Attack of the Clones.
I'm not even considering Solo and Rogue One for this.
I think you should. I think they're both better.
Okay, well then in that case, 7th out of 9.
I think...
I really liked Phantom Menace when I was like 13 or whatever, so I'm not going to be able to judge it well probably. So I think I would have this be better than Attack of the Clones and nothing else.
The bottom... So
I don't, I'm not super married to that.
2 is the
7
worst.
7 had some things that frustrated me, but...
2 is the worst, and then 1. And then, for me, you can flip 3 and 9 however you want. Revenge of the Sith is pretty good.
We'll
it has really good moments.
We'll do a sequel podcast about how Revenge of the Sith is actually the best Star Wars, but we'll do that later.
It's good. It's not
wow. Wow. Okay. There's more to that. I do not want to be totally wed to that idea, but that's interesting. All right. Thank you, Landon, for being here.
Anytime.
Next time a Star Wars movie comes out, we'll have you back again.
I'll be back here in 2022.
Not
unless
a moment
we want to
sooner.
Talk about Mandalorian Season 2. Which
I haven't
do.
Watched Mandalorian Season 1 yet.
We'll do that.
I will probably do that very, very
soon. It's a lot
soon.
Better than this.
All right. This has been almost entirely Star Wars. Landon, say goodbye to your mom.
Bye, Mom.